With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Be Veg, Change Our Destiny, Save the Planet, via video conference with our association members in Seoul, Korea on August 9th, 2008.
안녕하세요, 스승님. 전 세계 모든 인류가 채식한다면 동물의 세계에서도 육식이 끝날 수 있는지 궁금합니다. 호랑이나 사자 같은 동물들도 채식으로 전환하고 지구상에서 모든 살생이 멈추는 그런 날이 도래할까요? 성경에 보면 사자들이 어린 양과 함께 뛰어놀았다는 말이 있는데 정말로 과거엔 그런 적이 있었는지 그리고 앞으로 그런 날이 올지 궁금합니다.
Yes, it was like that in some past. Not always in our past. Not always in the past history of humankind here on this planet, but in the long distant past. Now, if all human beings become vegetarian, then the whole atmosphere of the earth will change. The magnetic field will change. The destiny of all inhabitants will change for the better. And the animals will also stop eating meat, and truly the lambs will lay at the side of the lions, as it is mentioned in the Bible, if all people turn to vegetarianism. The animals are also a reflection of our consciousness. So if we change into a higher consciousness, then the animals will also change. If not, they will disappear. All the likes attract likes. If the animals at that time cannot live up to the human standard of nobility and compassion, then the natural law will eliminate them. But they will change. If we change, the animal will change. When you have a pet, like a dog, they always say, like master, like dog. For example, many pets look like they are caretaker also. And so I can tell you that my dog, the girl, Happy, when she first came, she chased the lizards, yeah, and eat them and swallow them even with the tail hanging outside. And I say, what did you do? Spit it out now. And she did it. And she's still chasing after a while, you know, flies, bees, and she got stink on her nose and swollen face because she chased after any moving things and eat them. Because when she was with the previous caretaker, she was forced to be hunting for food. They don't take good care of her. So she has to hunt something to eat. So she eat anything, insects, bees, flies, geckos, all kind of things. And even when she came to me, she could not change immediately. But now she changed. She doesn't do that anymore. The fly come in front of her, she doesn't even move anymore. Before, oh, she immediately, you know, stay alert and catch the fly. Now she doesn't do that, and she eat vegetarian only. And even something smelly, you know, like sometimes they make it surreal, like stinking fish or stinking shrimp, she won't eat it. They do change. And remember in Yogananda's book, The Autobiography of a Yogi? Yes. He recounted the lion that don't eat meat at all. She even refused meat when somebody offered it to her. because she stayed with her master who was a yogi and who is a vegetarian. So, if more people are vegetarian, the atmosphere will change into a higher level of compassion and love, then the animal will also be affected, and they will change their nature. That day might come soon. Who knows? Be positive.
감사합니다, 스승님.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet. Lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water.
Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger.
Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year. Half the world's grain supply.
Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more.
선생님, 안녕하십니까? 저는 입문한 지 이제 2개월 되었습니다. 입문해서 수행을 열심히 하고 싶은데 우리에게 주어진 시간이 많지 않다는 것을 알게 되어 좀 혼란스럽습니다. 우리가 이 기간 동안 스승님의 축복으로 우리 남은 업장을 빠르게 갚을 수 있는지요? 스승님의 지도를 부탁드립니다.
You should be happy that you have already been initiated. Some people will even die tomorrow. So what you talk about short time or long time? Life is normally very unpredictable and short. In the old time, people live longer. But if you're vegetarian, you live longer. And now we are extending the time of point of no return. So we have a lot of time. Even one day is a lot of time. If you concentrate well and lift your moral standard high and lift your spiritual consciousness high, one day is enough. Okay? Be always diligent in your practice, no matter if you have 1 second, 1 minute, because in the eternity, time doesn't count. We only have time because we are trapped in this frame of physical, illusionary existence. Time doesn't count. 1 second is equal to eternity. Just be diligent in every second of your life. That will be long enough. All right, love? Congratulations that you are initiated, by the way.
감사합니다, 스승님.
You're welcome.
스승님, 유전자 조작에 관한 질문입니다. 채식 중에도 유전자 조작 식품이 많아서 고민입니다. 이는 신의 영역과 자연의 섭리를 침범한 것이라고 생각됩니다. 동물 유전자를 식물에 넣기도 하는데 유전자 조작 식품이 자연과 생태계에 어떠한 영향을 미치게 될까요?
Many countries already ban the genetically modified food. So I hope in the future we will not have this problem anymore. Of course, this is not very good for our ecosystem and not too good for the health, as it has been already proven by scientist research. But now, there's one thing you could do. Maybe we could not always avoid the harmful effect of the food that we eat, because people just mess it up all the time anyway. So now, I have given you the means of protection. It's just like when you do meditation, you protect yourself, I have taught you. Now, you do all the time in the whole day, yes? You keep that protection with you, okay? So even accidentally, you have eaten something which is not wholesome without your knowledge, you will be protected and it will also turn into something beneficial to you. Okay? But do not do that on purpose. Do not try to eat any animal products on purpose, because you will commit worse offense against yourself, because you know something good and you don't do it, and you know something bad and you do. Always protect yourself.
감사합니다, 스승님.
The method I teach you for meditation, that is also protection for daily life, 24 hours.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you. And Master Na, we'd like to share with you some great news that has been taking place in Korea.
Very good.
사랑하는 스승님, 지난 SOS 지구온난화 국제 세미나에서 스승님께서는 좋은 말씀을 많이 해주셨습니다. 그때 공중파 방송인 SBS TV의 기자와 PD가 참석하였는데 그들은 스승님의 말씀에 깊은 감명을 받았습니다. 그래서 채식으로 전환하고 채식 식당을 자주 찾곤 합니다. 또한 SBS TV는 매년 10월 미래 한국 리포트라는 국제 포럼을 개최하는데 올해는 지구 온난화를 주제로 정했습니다. 이것은 스승님의 화상회의의 덕분이라고 생각하며 이제는 공중파 방송도 깨우치게 된 것이죠. 이렇게 바쁘시고 분주하신데 자주 화상회의를 개최해 주시고 지구온난화의 심각성에 대해서 우리에게 깨우쳐 주셔서 대단히 대단히 감사드립니다.
You are very welcome, very welcome. I'm only happy that my work bear fruit. It is my voluntarily loving contribution. I love to do this. I love to help humankind to elevate into better consciousness because their life is very precious. I really want to take this chance to help them, and I hope all of them will realize the precious human life and wake up soon. I'm so glad that the Korean people are so intelligent and highly developed spiritually. That's why they can understand me so quickly and act upon it. It's not just my effort, it's your people, intelligence, wisdom, and loving nature that is so nearly awakening. That's why when I just say a few words, it's awakened immediately. I'm glad for your country.
Thank you, Master. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Master, in addition to that, we've had other countless benefits of the last SOS International Seminar on Global Warming.
Go ahead. Report to me.
The environmental activist who asked you a question at the seminar, now he started a vegetarian diet as well as a convenient method of meditation, Master.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes, Master. And also the priests who came to the seminar, they are now encouraging their followers to be vegetarian.
Wow. Bravo. God bless.
And furthermore, Master, many organizations who attended the seminar, they have gathered together to host a vegetarian symposium.
Wow. Wow. God bless Korea.
Yes, and also since the seminar, the Korean mass media has been introducing about vegetarianism continuously. And vegetarian restaurants and shops in Korea have now more and more visitors, Master.
Wow. Very good. I'm very pleased.
Yes, and even increasing number of schools are now including vegetarian diet into their school meal menu.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, the public's interest in the benefits of vegetarian diet and their concern to the harmful effects of a meat diet, it's increasing.
Wow, wow.
Yes, Master, and We are indeed witnessing how much blessing the Global Warming Seminar has given to us, and we thank you so much for all your blessings, your superpower, and your sacrifice to endlessly continue video conferences with the world. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, love. You're welcome.
And Master, the Korean Literature Broadcasting website staff, they also contacted us and wish to post many Spring Master TV programs because our programs are so good. We're seeing many other good responses in Korea about Spring Master television because we air a lot about global warming and vegetarianism, and we really appreciate your boundless love. Thank you, Master.
Thank you. I appreciate the Korean people. Look like the whole country is changing, huh?
Yes, Master. Thank you so much. And before we sum up today's teleconference, is there any last message you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, just be positive. Just be positive. You see, we may be able to reach the critical mass sooner than we think. The way it goes in Korea is very good, and please continue with your effort. Whatever you can do to help your human brothers and sisters awakening to their greater self, to their compassionate self, to their enlightened, wise, loving self, please continue, do whatever you can. And that will be the greatest contribution you can make to the world and to yourself, and heaven will be pleased. I am also very happy. I am very happy to hear all this good news. That is mostly due to your effort and the highly elevated Korean people consciousness. I am very, very pleased. Thank you, and please continue. May God bless you and your country. South and North Korea, may God bless both. And I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
And thank you again for your precious time and for giving us such a great opportunity like today. And we, brothers and sisters from Korea Centers, we like to wish you the very, very best in everything you do for the world. And we thank you and we love you, Master.
Thank you, and I love you too. I see you soon. So long for now. Be loved and remember God.
It was a pleasure having you join us for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.